The Southeast Alaska Power Agency sells electricity to utilities in Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan from two sources, Swan Lake near Ketchikan and Tyee Lake near Wrangell. At certain times of the year, the water stored in those two lakes is not enough to keep up with electrical demand in the communities, and SEPA is hoping to increase the height of the concrete dam at Swan Lake and is asking the state of Alaska for money to do that work. SEPA CEO Trey Acteson told the agency's board of directors that he spent some time in Juneau in January lobbying for that capital budget item.
Everybody I talked to says, yeah, it's a great project. We think it is. We support it. It's just a matter of how much money's in the bucket to give you out this year.
The shortage of hydroelectric storage capacity in the region was highlighted in a plan for Southeast energy needs released by the state last year. The project is expected to cost $12.3 million for design and construction. Acteson says SEPA is seeking the entire amount because of other large energy projects also needing state funding.
The primary reason I'm asking for the whole enchilada is that if a bigger funding appropriation happens up north, say this year they decide the in-state gas line they want to throw $2 billion at, or maybe Sisseton-Wautauna, they want to throw $3 billion at it or something this year. We've got a project that's in the queue, ready to go. So you stand a chance to get full funding.
Those other projects are a proposed dam on the Susitna River in the Mat-Su Valley and a proposed pipeline to bring natural gas from the North Slope to Fairbanks and Cook Inlet. Both those projects have price tags in the billions. Acteson acknowledged pressure from legislators to reduce spending in the capital budget, and he said another possibility for the funding was through the state's Renewable Energy Grant Program. SEPA estimates the project will add 25% to the water storage capacity at Swan Lake and will reduce the need for diesel generation during the wintertime. Local governments in Petersburg and Ketchikan have approved resolutions supporting the work, and last month, Canadian mining company Heatherdale Resources sent a letter to the Alaska Energy Authority supporting the state funding request. Heatherdale is exploring the development of the Niblack Precious Metals Mine on Prince of Wales Island and is considering an ore processing facility in Ketchikan. In other projects, Acteson said work continues on the environmental review for a proposed power line from Petersburg to Cake. A draft environmental impact statement for that project is expected out later this year. The SEPA board approved spending over $1.4 million for work at the outlet stream at Tyee Lake, the agency's other hydroelectric project south of Wrangell. That work will include removing a log jam at the outlet stream and installing a stream gauge. The board also elected officers during the meeting, with Bob Severson of Ketchikan elected chair, John Jensen of Petersburg elected vice chair, and Sam Bergeron of Ketchikan secretary treasurer. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.